Hey, my beautiful selfish babes, it is your girl Olenike Osibowale back with another Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. And as you can see, we are live, okay, with my girl Sheila Murphy. Say hello.
Hi everyone. Hey selfish babes, how are you?
Are you guys loving the up level right now? Because I'm loving the up level, okay? I am filming right now at the Plug ATL. So if you're in Atlanta, you have a podcast and you want to be able to film your podcast, I highly recommend the Plug ATL because I'm really enjoying my experience so far. But in today's episode, I really wanted to bring on my good friend Sheila Murphy of She Creates Visions, because I was like, I want to have more guests in Atlanta, and I kind of wanted to shoot like a TV show. I mean, honestly, it's a TV show. This is a TV show. It's my TV show. We're manifesting that. And so for me, I'm like, who is like kind of similar to me, but a little different? Who's like a luxury spiritual baddie, you know? And I think about Sheila. That's who you are to me. I'm like, yeah, like she has, you know, this idea for her life. I know she has goals. She's also spiritual and she's beautiful. I mean, look at her.
Thank you. Ashe, sis. Same. Likewise.
Yes. But before we get into this episode, of course, all of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk episodes are sponsored by my spiritual women's wellness company, Goddess Detox. And today, since we're talking about entrepreneurship, we're going to pull out the Wealthy Woman Wash, okay? So the Wealthy Woman Wash is the Citrine Yoni Wash, and the energy that it's projecting is about prosperity, abundance, and money, okay? The affirmation on this bottle is, I am a wealthy woman. And so if you have not tried our Crystal Yoni Washes, go to goddessdetox.org.
Love that.
What does good pussy energy mean to you?
Good pussy energy. Yeah. It's so funny because the first thing that comes to mind for some reason is Plies when he says sweet pussy Saturday. Yeah. But I mean, good pussy energy is just being able to tap into your womb, being in tune with your womb.
Yeah.
Good pussy energy is just the flow.
Yeah.
You know, the flow of femininity.
That's, I love that.
Yeah.
I like
that's
that
what
take.
I think good pussy energy
I like
is.
That take. Yes. Have you used Goddess Detox products before?
I have, and I still do.
Okay. And what's your favorite?
I love pussy power.
Okay.
And I mean, I love it because I feel like, you know, it's a constant, you have to constantly nurture, you know, that femininity in your womb. So I really enjoy that. That rose quartz is just like, and it's pink, which is my favorite color. So.
Yes. When I think about pussy power, I think about bad bitch energy. Mm-hmm. I think about confidence. Pussy power is really for that woman that really wants to continue to love herself, show up in confidence, and know that she is loved and supported, which is why one of the affirmations on the back is about being loved and supported. Now, Sheila, when I met you, I think, I want to say last year or a year and a half ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, yeah, I don't think it was 2 years yet, right?
No, it's literally been, like, not even a year and a half.
Okay.
I want to say, like, a year and some change.
Yes. I actually met you at a different event that you put on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think you had, like, something shimmery on. And I know you had, like, I think you had, like,
a bendy
on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, she's so pretty. Like, that's what I thought. Oh, she's so pretty. And then it turns out we worked together where mm-hmm. you had put together my event, Pussy Power, in Atlanta, which was amazing. And so I originally met you as an event planner, right?
Yes.
And so you have a company called She Creates Visions. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. So She Creates Visions is my baby, of course. She Creates Visions was curated based on my love for events.
Yeah.
Just being able to provide that enhancement for people's experience when they celebrate life or they are launching a new product or brand is just like, it's so exciting for me to be a part of that process. So She Creates Visions works with their clients to enhance their vision, the client's vision. And I mean, it's just the magic is created from there.
Yes, I truly agree. Sheila's work is really amazing and it continues to up level time and time again. I know this year you have been, I don't want to say a little bit forced to expand. I know you've been wanting that
yes.
But I also feel like, you know, the different type of clients have been coming to you have mm-hmm. been able to kind of put you in different avenues of different types of events.
Absolutely.
Now, in terms of the events that you do, which ones are like your favorite to create for somebody?
Well, to be honest, I love corporate events. Yeah. It's just the core of me is business, yeah. like just the corporate. I was in corporate for, I don't know, 15 years.
Wow.
I've been, yeah, working. I'm telling my age right now.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.
Right? But the last company I worked for was for 8 years. So okay. I think...
Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast.
Just that shaped and molded my experience. And although I love celebrations, yeah. I love to help people celebrate life, I think the corporate side of that really excites me.
Okay. Well, tell me more about that. Like, because when I think of a corporate event, and excuse me, y'all, and excuse me, Sheila, I'm like, oh, like a pizza party? And I know that's not it. So can you, like, give me, like, what does a corporate event look like? And, like, how can we make it, like, what you create? Because what you create, I'm just like, oh, that shit is nice.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, we all, well, for my entrepreneurial babes, we all have a special something, right? Whether it's a product or whether it is a service for the masses, right? For our audience. We are always looking for creative ways to express that.
Yeah.
So She Creates comes in and she's like, okay, I hear what you're saying. Tell me your vision. Mm-hmm. And then let's just take it to another level.
Yeah.
And then that other level is like, I don't know, just the vision part just really, it really sits with me. It's like, yeah. I'm able to connect. It's like spirit connects me, mm-hmm. with the vision for what that client is trying to do. Yeah. And then boom, I know it just sounds like magic.
It is, though. Like, and I'm glad you touched on that, because I was going to ask you, like, why She Creates visions, mm-hmm. you know, and what does that mean? And you had mentioned that spirit shows you, you mm-hmm. know? And so I want to get more into that, because when you're booking Sheila, this is her magic. And so she is creating, like, almost a, like, spiritual experience, right? So, for example, like, I always talk about how I call Goddess Detox my spiritual women's wellness company. And the reason I say that is because I always say that the products that I'm giving out, they do physical things. Yeah, like the washes can wash your vagina, they can clean. Right. Yeah, but on a energetic level, what was the intention of this product?
Exactly.
And so for, like, the washes, like we just talked about Wealthy Woman, that one is to bring more prosperity and abundance. That's for the woman or vagina owner to be like, I'm calling in more abundance. I want to speak my power, right? And so when I say that Sheila is like creating a spiritual experience, it's almost like that, is because there's an energetic process. It's not just, oh, this client really wants this event. I'm making this event. Boom, these are pretty pictures, right? Exactly. It's different.
Except far beyond the aesthetic.
Explain.
Far beyond the aesthetic. Yeah. So like for an example, right? You have every client is different. I don't treat a client the same. So for an example, someone comes to me, they already have a venue in mind, right? So I listen to the client, get in tune with them, understand their needs, their wants, offer suggestions and how, you know, like what, how she creates can be a part of that. Yeah. So they have the venue and I go on the venue tour and I literally have to, it's like the venue touring process is so important to the vision.
Yeah.
Because I have to literally envision your event in this space the way that I want to bring it to life, the way that I want to enhance it, the way that it's going to speak to you and your guests.
Yeah.
Or your clients.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. So the vision part really ties into the venue touring process because I'm able to map out exactly how things should flow before I even get to a diagram, okay? But we won't get into all of that because that's okay. Like the technical side. But no, that literally, I set the intention in the space and I'm able to tell right away if that is the success of your event, if it should be in this space. Hmm.
And I think you've said before, if you don't see it there,
yeah,
then that's not the space.
That's not it.
So that's what I mean, y'all. Like, you see, like, how that is, like, a spiritual connection, like, the energy would be, like, how she has to, like, envision it for it, the success of your event being there. And if she doesn't see it, then that she knows that that's not the space. And so when I think about somebody putting together an event, coming from that perspective, there's a lot of intention, mm-hmm. right? And so it's like, yes, we can bring a bunch of people together and we can have an event, mm-hmm. but obviously there was a bigger intention beforehand. It's like the seed planting into a tree. Like, that's yes. what it sounds like, that manifestation of what that person wanted, but also like the energetics behind that space.
Absolutely.
Like, even from my space, before we even started the event, I was like, oh no, we have to like sage the room. And I wanted to sage the room before people got in. Mm-hmm. And that was because everything looked beautiful and I didn't feel like anything was weird either.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, we're bringing people into this experience and mm-hmm. I just want to cleanse the space. I want to like start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being told by a friend that that's actually like the way to go.
Yes.
Like, it's the way to go.
Yes. Is it
yeah,
the same friend?
Raquel.
Yeah. Yes. And that's so interesting because also speaking with Raquel, she mentioned to me to do the same thing
yeah.
before the event.
Yeah.
So setting the intention, picking the place, choosing the place. And I love that the client trusts me with that
yeah.
because then that lets me know everything is aligned.
Yeah.
So just like spirit is like, yes, girl, keep
yeah.
going.
Sure.
So doing that and then also before even setting up
yeah.
saging.
Yeah.
So blessing the space for sure.
I agree. And over this time, honestly, like we said, it's only been like a year. Have you seen She Creates Visions like shape into something different and bigger? And I mean, I know you've always had the visions mm-hmm. of like, but you get in conferences, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of people.
So absolutely. It's just so interesting. My word of the year was expansion.
Yeah.
You know, I like to set an intention and you know, you can describe it in more than one word, but that was just my intention for
yeah.
my business for She Creates Visions. It definitely has expanded. I have a couple conferences under my belt now.
Yeah.
I've done more product launches. I've done grand openings. I've done a wedding.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that wedding.
How was that for you, a wedding? Because we know. Like, okay, of course it's any event, but this is like, damn, like, this is like the marriage day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like one of those like huge. Once in a lifetime, supposedly once in a lifetime, because bitches be getting married and divorced all the time. And that, and I don't mean any harm by this. I've gotten divorced before. You guys know this. So for me, it's just like supposedly once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that?
I mean, it was really beautiful, to be quite honest. It, to be honest, I was like, I'm not doing weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I shut myself off from them. I just, again, corporate being my favorite subject of the industry, I told myself that I wasn't doing weddings. And then Spirit was like, okay, well, let me show you something else.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing I always keep in mind, is just to be open to receiving. And it just, I'm not going to say it fell into my lap, but it was almost like, it was just with ease. I flew into it with ease. So something that, you know, you can tell yourself no, you know, something that you can reject.
Yeah.
You think something is not for you, and then Spirit is like, okay, well, just try it.
Yeah.
And do it. And it was amazing. I mean, it was an amazing turnout.
Yeah.
I got blessed with a beautiful bride and groom.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience.
Yeah, I love that. But it also like helps you tap into your versatility, something that you said you would never do. You
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
And this is a side note, y'all. This like has nothing. It has a little bit to do with what she said about like never saying never in a way. So a few weeks ago, and I have this in a separate, in the Selfish Babe Entourage section for the VIPs that sign up for this subscription. But literally, like, 3 months ago, because it's been three times, I waxed my vagina for the first time. Yeah, you're like, how does this connect?
First time.
I've shaved majority of my life.
Okay.
And I told myself that I would never wax my vagina because that is impacting harm on my vagina. Like, that's literally what I said. I said, I'm never doing that. And one day, I was following, I think it's Pretty Girls Wax Atlanta. Check them out if you're in Atlanta. And I was following the owner, and she talked about like doing like 15 minutes. Like she'd be in and out. 15 minutes, she'd be in and out. And so I was like, I got a notification from my app, Selfish Babe, and it says, do something you've never done before.
Okay, okay.
Sometimes those affirmations and those notifications come through for me, y'all, Listen. Too, okay? Even though I made them, they come through for me. So then I'm like, I'm gonna wax my vagina. Like that's what I said, and I just drove and I got it waxed and I recorded it, and you guys can watch like my reaction in the Selfish Babe Entourage section. But
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today I got my third wax.
Wow.
So, kind of like, you know, I told myself that for a very long time. And then I just out of the blue did it. And the only reason I'm giving this example is because I was thinking about this today and how people are always saying never say never, you know? Never say never. And it's just like, I know it sounds silly, like, oh, your vagina getting waxed, but sometimes I feel like when we do something that's totally different than what we've been doing, as well as maybe something we said we wouldn't do, we're like opening up new energy channels of our being. Yes. We're showing ourselves that we could do this and that and this and that, and we can change our mind at any particular point in time, right? And so for me, like, just like you said, like, oh, you were saying for a very long time, no weddings. And then it was like, no, try it and see what you can do with this. Because like you said, that can give you another level of income, resources, opportunity, connections. Maybe somebody's like, dang, I want like 5 ATL wedding planners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you've never done weddings before, maybe you couldn't be on the show.
Right.
But because you've done weddings before, now you're on the show. And that's like a whole nother opportunity.
And I agree with you on that. Like, always like be open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I can say that because at one point in my life, I was like, overly introverted.
Yeah.
So shutting myself off to energy that maybe I wasn't as comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And so just as I've grown spiritually And mentally, I was like, okay, I've realized I'm shutting myself off to opportunities that could really be for me. Yeah. And I'm not out to miss anything that's for me. I don't know if you are, but I'm not. I need everything. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I definitely agree.
How did you, like, stop being so introverted? And the only reason I'm asking, because I really can't tell that Sheila's introverted. And I'm like, well, is she an extrovert? And I'm like, I think she could be a little bit of both, but I can see her being a little bit more extroverted.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So self-development,
spiritual
development. It was like, okay, girl, I'm tired of being this person. Like, I'm tired of, you know, feeling, and I wouldn't realize that I was, I knew I was uncomfortable, but I wouldn't realize the effect it had on my day to day until I actually sat with myself. Mm-hmm. And I started listening to Landrell.
Oh, yeah, I like this stuff.
I started listening to Landrell. And it was just like such a beautiful experience for me because I was able to sit with myself and write these things out. And and then that's when affirmations came about. Yeah. So I really affirmed myself out of that space. About 3 years ago, I would say.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
How long has She Creates Visions been birthed, alive now?
So She Creates Visions has been, I would say, she was, again, working a corporate job, balancing between corporate and your passion, for 2 years, but full time, three. Excuse me, full time one.
Yeah,
full time 1 year, officially.
I was gonna get into that too because I think when I had met you, you were still also at your corporate job, and then COVID happened and then layoffs happened and we're gonna get into that, but there was this video that was posted on Selfish Babe's Instagram page, and the girl was saying, oh, maybe it wasn't posted yet, but I had liked it, it'll be posted soon. I review like the videos that go up, and the girl was like, you know, why do people say that, you know, sometimes manifestation feels shitty? And she was just explaining how you're person A, and person A is working at job A, but person A doesn't like job A anymore. Mm-hmm. Person A really wants to be doing job B. And so they're telling the universe, God, creator, ancestors, spirit guides, etc., that I want to be at job B because I really hate job A. Mm-hmm. And so job A fires you. And so person A feels really sad and down and like, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm doing. But then that was just the universe's way of saying, hey, go to job B. That's what you've been wanting. And so can you explain that, how that process was for you?
Yeah. So, well, let me just back up a little bit because Olanika and I, like, we had like an instant connection. Let me just say that. So I instantly, even though she was my client, like, I was like secretly like, oh my gosh, I want to be this girl's friend. Right. Like, this is what I'm thinking in my mind. Yeah. But we were having conversations at the time about how I could possibly make that transition. Yeah. Like, I remember saying to you, like, you know, this is what I want to do, because you were asking me questions that were so valid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, and believe it or not, it definitely had an impact. Like, I definitely reflected on some of those things that we talked about. But yeah, so I was definitely not, I just wasn't myself. I realized that I was like, oh my gosh, the world is so big. Like, there's so much out here to do. And I just felt a little stuck.
Yeah.
So being in that position just really pushed. And once I made the decision and I manifested as well, things just aligned, like everything aligned. Once you put effort, the thing about it, about manifestation, is that you can manifest it and you can think, you know, repeat, affirm it.
Yeah.
But the action behind it is what really makes it real. Like, what effort are you putting toward that manifestation to make it that much more real?
Yeah.
And so me, like, being consistent with, even though She Creates was part-time, just whatever it is that I could do, I was working on it, I was doing it, I was putting toward the effort and energy so that it would match and align.
Yeah.
So that process for me was, I wasn't, COVID happened and I was working, and then my corporate job started to feel like my part-time job.
Really?
And She Creates started to feel like the full-time job.
Yeah.
And so let's just say things, again, alignment, aligned for me to make the decision to leave the company that I have been working for 8 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time, y'all.
It is, actually.
I was like, I became a woman in that job. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think Facebook, I had a memory on Facebook the other day. Which
what
is funny.
It say?
It was, we had to decorate our cube with our favorite football team.
Yeah.
And of course, it's Green Bay Packers. But yeah, anyway, so things aligned for me to make the decision to step completely into She Creates, and I did just that.
I love that. See, guys? So, one of the reasons that I also brought Sheila on today is because I really believe that Sheila embodies what it means to be a selfish babe. And to be a selfish babe, the definition is a woman who selfishly and authentically loves herself and who's creating a life that she enjoys. So that last part is really important. That last part is like the highlighted part. And so when I think about like you doing what you're doing, which is what you want to do, mm-hmm. which is the events and, mm-hmm. and the events that are just coming to you, referrals that are coming to you, I'm like, wow, like you're really, I would say, a person that's going after the things that they want. Mm-hmm. But then you also have like this spiritual connectedness about you. And when I say spirituality, y'all, I'm not talking about like religion or a set thing. It's just like you know that that person understands energy to a certain extent, and that they're not just living their life day to day. You know, like you have a certain intention about your life. And so I want to ask you, Sheila, like, what do you see for your life, or what do you want for your life, and what are you desiring for your life to look like?
Ease. Flow. there are no limits. You know how they say like the sky is the limit?
Yeah.
Not even the sky.
I agree with that. I always hated that. I was like, what are you talking about?
There's
that's a limit.
So many sayings out there that we don't even realize is like counteracted to like what we actually want or what we actually mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, the sky is the limit. I envision my life as being full of bliss, balance, and just a fulfilled life. Yeah. So, love, money, great sex.
How much money? How much money are we talking?
Rich, wealth, rich and wealth. I'm talking generations.
Okay.
Being able to pass it down. You know, I feel like I am.
Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I would highly recommend trying it through Anchor. Anchor is a platform that I use to distribute my podcast. And so when you sign up to Anchor, you can set it up to where you can get your podcast distributed through Spotify, Apple, Google, and more. And if people don't have these apps on their phone, what I really love about Anchor is that literally if they click on your Anchor link, they can listen to it right from their phone without having any of these apps. And so if you've been interested in starting your own podcast, I highly recommend Anchor. And what you can do is download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Love you.
Chosen.
Yes.
I've been chosen one of my family to break the mold, to create new avenues for us. So yeah, like just a life of balance and fulfillment and, you know, nice, beautiful things.
Okay. Nice,
beautiful things
that cost money.
Like, lots, we should not be ashamed of that. Like,
no, I totally agree, girl. That's why I said I had to bring on Sheila, because
soft
life. She be speaking my motherfucking language. For real. So, with that being said, right, feeling like you are the chosen one in your family to break the mold. And what I get from that, I'm also getting, bringing wealth to the family line as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel the same way about myself. I've been told that specifically. And so, still a work in progress. Definitely have done a lot of things that I feel like some of my family members have not been able to do. And so I know that those that are coming after me will only continue to get better and better and better.
Yes.
How did you grow up? How would you describe maybe 7...
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable, and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
To 18, if you remember.
Ooh, we're getting into the questions. I was a happy child. I was a creative child. I loved to be active.
Yeah. So you said that you were a tomboy.
I mean, did you hear when I said active?
But can you believe that she was a tomboy? Go on.
It was just like, you know, your cousins. I come from a big family, so your cousins were your best friends before you went to school and made best friends. So we would just, we were just free kids.
Yeah.
So I grew up, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, small town gal where, you know, there's cheese and beer and all these other things.
Yeah.
But I was a happy child. And I'm the fifth child of six. So very interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Always something going on. Always something happening.
Yeah.
There were times I found myself wanting to isolate myself because there was like just being in a large family and just trying to. I feel like I always wanted to be in tune with who I was as a kid, as a girl, as a woman. I always wanted to tap into myself. So I think that's something that I've been able to carry from my childhood into now, being able to really, like, always being interested in learning and knowing myself.
Yeah. What would you say is something that you feel like you've done different than your family has done?
Leave my corporate job.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I think just in the African American community in general, we've always been taught go to school. And I mean, just America in general, right? But specifically for Black people, even I was watching Friday the other night.
Yeah.
And his whole thing was about how he didn't have a job.
Yeah.
You know, being Black right. on a Friday, losing his job, his life was over, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's that part there was just, like, I knew I always had to have a job.
Yeah.
I got a job very early age. So, just referencing back to, I said I've been working corporate or working since I was 15. But I remember having the conversation with the family member and telling them, this year, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that there was any doubt in it. It was just, like, a little hesitation, a little questionable, like, oh, sure, is that what you want to do? And so, you know, even with my other siblings who are doctors and a nurse and things of that nature, being able to break away from that and like really forge the path of entrepreneurship in my family, I feel is the top thing that I've done differently.
I like that. I feel like so many people have done that too. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because of social media, of course. And you see so many entrepreneurs, people teaching things, selling things, showing you that you can do the same thing. And I love it because it just gives us more visibility and more options.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like so many more people are doing that. And I want to ask you, Sheila, what is something that you do spiritually that kind of keeps you grounded or keeps you sane when, you know, life is lifing?
Right. Well, first I breathe. And I say that because it just really starts with, like, the breath. It starts with you. It starts with the breath. And for a long time, I didn't realize I was holding my breath.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize that they're, you know, clenching their hands or,
you
know, like, or they're jaw. Tense. You're tense. Yeah. You're tense, right? If you have those habits and you're like, you know, that's anxiety, right? Yeah. So the first thing I had to do was to breathe. And then after that, I just started writing down affirmations. I started listening to music that aligned with the vibration I wanted. I started doing things and aligning myself in for what I wanted in life. So I mean, there's so many things. There's so many things.
Okay. But for you right now, it would be to breathe.
Just breathe.
Yeah.
Just start with your breath work. Like, that is grounding within itself. It doesn't matter where you are. You might not be able to get to a pen and paper right away.
Yeah.
You might not be able to get to your phone. But if you could just, like, pause and breathe and ground yourself, it's just a reminder of, like, where you are, where you're going, and what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I feel like mine, guys, as you guys have known, I feel like my favorite is literally spiritual baths. Recently I had taken a spiritual bath. I had checked myself into the St. Regis. I love their bathtubs, favorite hotel in Atlanta. And I made myself a beautiful spiritual bath with lots of roses, a whole fucking jar of honey, and, you know, some other things.
So okay, sweet.
You learned that in my Selfish Book Academy. You can go take that course at selfishbabe.com. And I got into the bath, and I felt like I spent at least an hour and a half, 2 hours in that damn tub. And I was having a grand ass time. And then when I got out, I just felt so good. And sometimes, when you know when you take a long time to do something that you know is going to make you feel better?
Yes.
But, like, in the moment, you don't feel as good, so, like, you take so fucking long to do the thing. I just felt so good, and I was like, damn, why did I wait so long? And I just felt so, like, I felt like I was on air for a good 2 days. And I was just like, that's my thing. My thing is to get into the damn bathtub with some fucking flowers and pray over it and, like, rub myself down and, like, have it smell good. Because, man.
I love that.
I feel like spirit speaks to me in the tub. And I also feel like, you know, those herbs, the plants, the coming from the earth, they're so healing.
Yes.
You know, they're so healing.
Yes.
Ugh. So that's, like, one of my favorite things to do.
And I remember we hung out one time after you had done a spiritual bath, I believe. Was at the Belliard Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
In Midtown. And so
girl,
she was
listening,
and we ordered some food, and she was just on this high, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
so, yeah, I caught a little bit of that in action.
Yeah. I like trying new bathtubs, and they have this Japanese round bathtub. Not my favorite. I like to have my legs spread out. But anyways, I was trying a new bathtub. So what does self-love look like for you lately, Sheila?
Self-love for me. It's so many things. Self-love is really just being able to make decisions, like, for Sheila, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not that no one else matters, but I come first, you know? Because without me, I wouldn't be able to, without nurturing and nourishing myself, then I'm not going to be my best self. And I always want to be my best self so that, you know, I can pour a little bit from my cup.
Yeah.
So self-love for me is just, like, being authentically myself, spending time with myself, and eating my favorite foods and doing all the things that I want to do.
Yeah. Would you say that your juice fast that you're on right now would be an act of self-love for this time?
Absolutely. I always know, like, you know how she feels, how you feel about your spiritual baths?
Yeah.
When I detox, or when I drink the green juice for anywhere from 5 to 7 days, I just feel like I'm floating on air. I feel like the air is clearer, like the colors are more vibrant. Like, it just feels really, really good for my spirit and my body. I have a lot of clarity during that process. So, yeah, I love it.
I like that.
Definitely.
And you're into numerology, right?
I am.
Tell us about your love of numbers.
It's so crazy. It's like, it's almost like a slick obsession now.
Okay.
I'm definitely still studying numerology, but that's like the way that I connect with spirit through numbers. Like, I always see, they call them angel numbers.
Yeah.
But it's beyond angel numbers for me. Like, numerology is just, there's so many layers to it, and it's like an encrypted code of, like, okay, what's, you know, like, guidance, right? Because there's different forms of how you can communicate with spirit. People's spirit practitioners and things of that nature, like, everyone has a different method.
Yeah.
But numerology for me is like, it's that method.
See, this is like what I enjoy, you know, displaying all the different types of spiritual baddies in the world, right? And I think it was until maybe like 2 years ago, maybe, that I said that I really could see what a spiritual woman is that also embodies like luxury and like loving the finer things in life and like just, you know, dresses great. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we have like this certain aesthetic of just like turbans and like free flowing skirts. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But I like to see this. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, like you right. could like talk about the spiritual intention of your business. You can talk about your personal development. You can talk about bringing wealth to the family. You can talk about numerology. And it's for me, and it's like, oh yeah, but I also like expect my life to go this way too. Like,
yeah.
you know, these type of hotels and these type of trips and these are the kinds of experiences that I want. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy seeing that because for me, when it comes to being a selfish babe as well, this or that, this and that, it's not this or that. It's not should, can, would like to. And like, it's just embodying, encompassing. It's just like, it's showing like how different everybody can be and not just sticking to one stereotype of what a person can be. Mm-hmm. In this scenario, what a selfish babe can be. And so my last question for you, Sheila, is tell us about your journey, like maybe coming out, because I don't know if that was ever a thing. I don't even know if I know.
What do you mean?
I don't
by
know, like your
out.
Coming out story.
What is coming out mean?
Coming
what
out
does that mean?
As who you're attracted to. What do you mean?
No, I mean, I just have, you know, there's a lot of things you can come out from, right? So I just,
that's
you
true.
Know.
Because I don't so even funny. Know if I know if there's a story behind
it's
this.
It's so funny. I mean, it's like, how far back are we going?
As far back to where it's like, oh, my parents know.
Okay, my parents know.
Yeah.
I had already moved to Atlanta. So okay. moved to Atlanta at 19.
Okay.
I had already been in Atlanta. And I just had an experience. Like, there was actually someone that was close to me.
Yeah.
And I had an experience with them. And I was like, okay, this is what I've been missing.
Huh.
Yeah, like this... You know, this is what
have
I've been
you been
missing.
Let's be clear.
This is what I've been missing. But I remember calling my, I was talking to my mom on the phone, and I remember calling her, and I was like, Mom, we were talking. She's like, yeah. And I think, I believe my girlfriend was in the passenger seat at the yeah. time. And I was like, I have a girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, I just told her.
Yeah.
I mean, because I felt like I was hiding. So this is like a thing, right?
Yeah.
Like telling your parents is, you know, it can you're not sure.
Yeah.
Because you don't want anything to change. You don't want the relationship to change or anything. But it was very light, actually.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't think she believed me when I said it.
Okay.
But but I told her, and that was that. And you
she
know,
was cool. Like, she was just like, okay.
I mean, like I said, she didn't really believe me
okay.
the first time.
Yeah.
So it took for, like, maybe, I would say maybe 2 years after that, my sister, my younger sister,
yeah.
moved to Atlanta. And then it was, like, that much more real.
Yeah.
And so I had a girlfriend at the time that moved in with me. And, you know, it had gotten pretty serious.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Selfish Babe, it's your girl Olanike Osibowale here. I want to tell you guys about two of my courses that I'm selling right now that have really helped me become the Selfish Babe and the Goddess that you hear today. I have my Selfish as Fuck Academy, Becoming the Selfish Babe, Love Yourself Deeper. And basically that is my spiritual self-love course where I have about 9 videos breaking it down step by step on how you can start loving yourself, how to pray for yourself, how to do your cleansing bath, your baths for magnetizing more, your candle magic. magic for self-love, tapping into your womb power, your yoni power, and doing self-love mirror magic. And so if you're a woman that's really wanting to just increase loving herself, really choose yourself, really become that selfish babe, then I highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy. And I have put the rate, this is less than $50 to get all of these 9 videos. You can find this at selfishbabe.com/courses or below. Now my other course is my Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman course. You guys know that I've been a business owner since 2015. So I've been a business owner for about 7-8 years now. And that's what I've done. I've sold physical products. And so in my Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman masterclass, I'm giving you about 4 to 5 different videos on how to become the wealthy woman. I'm going to be teaching you how to purchase a physical product, you know, how to, you know, sell it online, how to market it, how to make the money. But I'm also going to be teaching you how to have your mindset and your spirituality right when it comes to attracting wealth and becoming a wealthy woman. It's more than just a physical product for me. It's about, do you feel like a wealthy woman? Is your mindset a wealthy woman mindset? Are you consistently affirming your wealth and your blessings on a daily? Are you taking your spiritual baths? And I do give you a spiritual bath to attract more money. And so that is the Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman masterclass. That is less than $100. You can find that at selfishbabe.com/courses. They're both below.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. No, I think it's simple, yes, right? Depending on the situation, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
And depending on maybe the energy and beliefs of your parents. Because for some people, we could say it's not, like, they're like, they fear for being disowned and not parents wanting to talk to you or being around you, etc., depending on their beliefs. And so I just wanted to hear your experience because, you know, for me, it wasn't a fun conversation to my mom as well. And I don't know if I was already seeing somebody. I feel like I was, but you know, for my mom, she had to get comfortable with it. Like she was like, oh, she hears me. She doesn't agree with it. Mm-hmm. She accepts it, but she doesn't agree. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's like still that like stereotype of, oh no, I just envision you with a man.
Yeah. And,
you
know, it's always a thing, especially as a feminine presenting woman. And I say presenting because we, you know, but I feel like I've heard a lot of stories and I've resonated with some of those stories, but I mean, it wasn't the easiest because that was my mom.
Yeah.
Talking about my dad, on the other hand, you know, that was a little bit harder for him to accept, but he loved me.
Yeah.
And he did end up, I mean, he did not disown me, but I knew that he wasn't the most comfortable with it, but because he loved me and he knew that I was happy and this is what I wanted, and I was already an adult.
That part?
Because once you're an adult, it's like, I mean, so are you with it or not?
Yeah.
But, you know, that was an experience, but we overcame that and
I like that.
We're all good.
Thank you for sharing. So is there any last thing that you want to leave our selfish babes with, Sheila?
Yes. Selfish babes. always show up authentically as yourself. Be who you are. Stay focused. Move with light and love. Always be open to receiving love and light as well. And just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Whatever it is that you want to do, just keep going and know that there are no limits.
I love that. And I also love what you said about being authentically yourself. I feel like I learn more about that each and every day through different experiences on like how impactful just being myself is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes you just feel like you're just yourself, so you just don't really feel like it's like this big thing.
Yeah.
And recently I was speaking at a friend's conference, the Quantum You Conference by Melissa Ruiz. And, you know, I was on as a speaker and I was just speaking about the power of your tongue and affirmations and a little bit about my life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, the Uber to, like, before I got inside, I'm writing down the affirmations that I want them to say. Like,
yes.
I didn't have anything planned. I had a, idea. But nowadays, I kind of just, go and, go versus like I used to like write stuff out, mm-hmm. you know, and try to memorize it, and mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. So because it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So after I had finished, you know, people really loved it, and you know, people were like, "Yeah, I really enjoyed your talk. It was so good, so relatable." I was like, really? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, thank you. And then even at dinner, you know, people were like, yeah, I just really liked it. Like everything that you said and the ancestors. I feel like my ancestors have been trying to communicate. And I was like, wow, thank y'all. Because, yes. you know, I mean, of course, my intention is to have an impact when I go and I speak. And that somebody leaves with something. So I do have that intention before I do go on. But I guess sometimes I'm surprised by the level of impact that yeah. I had. And I was like, oh, I just was up there, you know. And I kind of felt like, I don't know, I guess I kind of felt like, oh, it's like you're going to go see a panel.
Yeah.
And you get maybe a gem or two. But, you know, it's cool. But it wasn't like, dang, I really got something. And I felt like that's what people tell me. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, so basically just helps me to feel like don't have me take for granted yes. how amazing being myself is.
Yes.
Basically.
It's time to stop being surprised.
Yeah.
You know you are that bitch.
Did you hear that? Can you repeat that, Sheila?
Which part?
That bitch part.
You know that you're that bitch.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's time to stop being surprised.
Ashe.
But that leads me to give you this. I brought something for you. Okay. So proud of you and all of your accomplishments. Thank you've been killing you. It. I mean, you've been always killing it since day one, but I just wanted to share with you something a treat that I brought from LA, especially for you. Save that for later.
Okay. So don't open it now.
Yeah, don't open it now, but thank I'm so proud of you.
I really, really appreciate you. I love you. I'm so glad that you were able to come on today and share yourself with the Selfish Babes. Now I wanted them to know where they can find you and where they can book you.
Absolutely. So you can find me, again, my name is She Murphy. You can find me on Instagram at @SheCreates_. And my website for booking a consultation, just SheCreatesVisions.com.
And she's just not here for Atlanta, y'all. She's here to book international, domestic. Like, yes. You don't got to be in Atlanta to have a She Creates event.
Find me out.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.